going to do later on in the
week?
Well,
you know, I don't want to go down the list and give away all the songs we're going to do, but yes, Brian Young, September Girls by Big Star will be part of the Hello Susie set on Wednesday.
That one was supposed to be a secret.
I'm not here.
It's on the CD. So is this basically the set list I got in front of me?
You actually do have the set list in front of you.
It's a good set list.
Thank you.
Oh, okay, and now I have it for ransom.
Yes, you do.
I don't know what happened to our band. I know my mother's mustache was booked for today. I thought maybe I spaced on that. Like, usually Marie's here to tell me who's on for the day. But
right.
No, I'm right. They're supposed to be here. So why don't we go down and have a little break in the sun and see if we can see those musicians. And, yeah. When we come back up, I'll give out the number and we'll take requests. How's that sound? September Girls, huh?
Yes, you got it.
Big Star. What did we just hear, by the way?
What did we hear? We played something by Greg.
Greg Provost.
Yes.
Oh, I see what it's doing. Yeah, we did. We played a bunch of Greg Provost. I'll go over the songs later. But right here, September Girls. We'll be back. This is 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
And I'm here to watch you do. Oh,
Yeah.
Yes, I did, oh, oh, oh. But still the answer was to become a dancer. Hold
1.5 WMFO in Medford. Velvet Underground there. Head held high. Early Velvet. For that, Electric Light Orchestra, Rock and Roll is King. We heard Cheap Trick, California Man. Stones, Let It Loose. Big Star, September Girls. Bunch of Greg Stackhouse. But a couple from his new album, Lord Shine a Light on Me, Codeine, Hayseed Riot, and we did have from Mississippi Murderer, I Ain't Signifying. Great stuff. Hey, who puked in the bathroom?
That was a beautiful thing. I came in, used the little boy's room, I go over to wash my hands, there's the sink full of... What you just said.
Yeah.
And my first thought was, I wasn't even surprised. It's like, hey, rock and roll, man, that is not the first time I've seen that in a sink.
It wasn't us. It wasn't us.
No, it definitely wasn't.
There's a lot of people up here, so who knows? Someone got sick.
But to your point, it's like...
Why didn't they get it in the toilet?
Exactly. It's right there.
I mean, it's... Somebody has to clean up the sink.
Well, it's like you're so out of it at the moment you feel you're going to do that, you choose the sink over the toilet. I mean, that's...
Maybe they were sitting on the toilet.
Doing something else.
Maybe it was coming out both ways.
Oh, jeez. I don't even want to think about it.
What's up, brother? Who's this Michael Oliver?
He's actually... Not only is he an amazing local musician, he's in IPO almost every year. And the commonality that we have is both Fire King and Michael Oliver have worked with Ducky Carlisle on some recording. But I just, you know, Tony and I are both big fans of Michael. And hopefully one day he and I will get a chance to play together. We're both Smiths fans. And maybe one day we'll do a project where we do a bunch of Smith songs in a row. But,
all right.
But just a big fan. That's, you know, great musician.
Okay, maybe someday I'll play him.
Yeah.
No.
Right. Yeah. One day.
About Little Miss Oblivious.
Oblivious.
Little Miss Oblivious.
Yes. What about that? Why don't you play that?
There we go. I'll play him right here on MFO.
Maybe.
Stiff Little Fingers, Baby Blue. A lot different than Bad Fingers, Baby Blue.
Yes, it is.
Didn't you say, what did you say about, you said something about Bad Fingers, Baby Blue. That's why it was in my head.
I said that you probably, I mean, this is like, you know, that's their song. I thought for sure you would have.
Sure. I just decided to be
different. But you suggested, yeah, let's do a Baby Blue by some, and we didn't know if it was a cover or their own.
No, I knew it was different because it's actually Baby Blue, What Have I Been Telling You is
there you
the
go.
Whole title of that one.
There you go.
If you really want me to play Bad Finger, I will.
Well, you know.
We will in
nothing
a little
wrong
bit.
With
maybe
it.
Maybe
yeah.
something different than
there
Baby
you go.
Blue.
I
don't have anything against them. I actually have one of them called in, the only living one.
Right.
What's his name? He called in here.
How long ago?
When I first started the show. It might have been when I was doing Journey Free Classic Rock.
That's going back a ways.
Yeah, what the heck's his name? The guy's from, it's not Ham. He died. The three of them killed themselves.
I didn't read that chapter. I didn't know there was going to be a pop quiz today.
I interviewed with someone from Bad Finger. I'm just having a brain fart about him. Before our Stiff Little Fingers, we had Canned Heat, Michael Oliver in there. I'll figure out who I interviewed in a minute. Last week, I interviewed a guy from the Long Riders. Long Riders are coming to Once Ballroom. November 11th, go see them, the Once Ballroom Long Riders. Yeah, Greg Souders, drummer from them, called in.
Very cool.
Yeah. And Brigands are playing with you, right?
They are. As a matter of fact, they're going right on before Fire King on Saturday, November 12th at IPO 2016 being held at PA's Lounge.
Right on, Robot Man.
You got it.
Well, this all ties in because Long Riders, the biggest hit, I think, was Looking for Lewis and Clark, and the Brigands actually do a cover of that.
That is awesome.
So we have that right here. Let's check it out. Brigands, Looking for Lewis and Clark, WMFO.
Thank you.
1.5 WMFO in Medford. The Four sounded like something from, British Invasion, but nope. Boston's Fours. Those guys are in their early 20s, I think.
Oh, unbelievable. I swear they're time travelers. They're just, they know the sound from the 60s and 70s way too well. I have a feeling they're really 50-year-old guys who found a time machine and went back and just copped all that music. They're that good.
They are great. Joey Mulland is what I was trying to think of, for crying out loud.
Of course, Joey Mulland.
I interviewed him probably, 6 years ago here at the station. Call-in interview. And then I went and saw him. He played at Route 1 there, one of those Chinese joints.
That are no longer there.
You know, the ones up on the hill.
They were classic. I get so sad that they're not open anymore.
They're not there anymore?
Well, the buildings are there, but they're not operational.
Yeah, those buildings look like, what are they? They look like a...
some variation on...
some kind of a fort, Chinese fort.
Chinese, tiki, It was all like, they had those restaurants everywhere when I was a kid back in the 60s, and now they're just dinosaurs.
Well, Joey Mulland was at one of them, and it was pretty cool because, I showed up and it was like a reserved table for me. It had my name on it. I was sitting next to Chachi,
That is awesome.
From ZLX over there. That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Joey Mullen. Know the guy. He's the only remainder. That is weird. The other guys all killed themselves, the other three members. I'd say look at Joey Mullen a little closer.
I was going to say, someone needs to open up a file on him. That's just three guys in the band all by suicide. It's just, track the money. That's all I'm saying.
It's very strange indeed. Hey, been playing all this stuff and not asking for requests. You guys want to help out? You can certainly do that. 855-915-9636. I'm Brian. That's Smitty. It's a crash course for the Ravers.
Time without a word. things were real bad for me. It was right after my accident, when I lost my hand. It seemed like I was all alone, with nobody to help me. You know, I almost gave up all my hopes and dreams. But then something inside me kept telling me, way down inside me, over and over again, to keep going on, yeah, on. Things are better for me now, because I found that I love music. So I learned to play the drums and got myself a band. And now we're starting to make it. And if you can make it at something you love, wow, you got it all. So I'm saying this to all of you. All of you who think you'll never make it. All you guys and girls, because you're so bad off. Or maybe you think you're a little different or strange. So listen to me now, because I've lived through it all. Now there's just one thing that I need. Not sympathy, and I don't want no pity. But a girl, a real girl, one that really loves me. And then I'll be the complete man. So I'm gonna tell you, right now, listen.
Oh, man, I can't believe you played that. That is so awesome. Brian Young, thank you.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Yeah, what the heck was that? That was Barbarians with Multi, Boston band. Drummer only had one hand, played with a hook.
Amazing.
I think they're from the Cape, weren't they?
I think that is
down
correct.
On the Cape Cod.
Oh, look at the bonus points you're
nice,
racking up
right
there. Yeah, I was just saying, if I ever lost one of my hands or either of my feet, that'd be it for me.
You want to play with a meat hook?
Nope, I'm done. The fact that he moved forward and then had that song, oh, man. Special
tells
place.
You all about it right there. He says everything. He says everything except for my arm got ripped. No, he does say I lost my arm, doesn't he?
Yes.
He does say that. We were talking during it.
And it was a hit. I mean, I heard it in Detroit. It was probably off the charts here. If I'm hearing it in Detroit in the 60s, you know it's getting played off the off the hook here.
That's funny. And then before that, we had Road Saw with LaFinger. Outlets in there. Good Guys Don't Wear White. Who did you say originally did that one? Good Guys Don't Wear White?
That was the Barbarians too, wasn't it?
Oh, no. What was it?
Good Guys Don't Wear White.
How Barbarians originally came up in the conversation, right?
Right.
Our conversation. Behind the scenes.
That's right.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. This is A Crash Course for the Ravers. I'm Brian Young. Got Smitty hanging out with me today. My mother's mustache could pop in. They were supposed to be the band today, but we had a great interview with Greg Provost earlier.
We did. I can't wait for the record to come out.
We played a bunch of his solo stuff. The new album sounds great. We'll play some of his old band, Chesterfield Kings.
Let's do, please.
In a little bit. First, I wanted to play some Wayne Kramer heavy music.
Because
you wanted to hear heavy music by...
I was talking about... So the whole conversation came around with the Barbarians, how, you know, you think something is a hit in your local town, and you don't know whether it's getting played nationally. And the comparison I made is when Bob Seger came out with heavy music, it was getting played nonstop in Detroit, and very few stations actually played it back in the 60s when it came out. And so it sounds like a new song when people hear it, but it's been around forever. So that was what I, and so we were looking for heavy music by Bob Seger.
Let's see if this is the same one, if Kramer covers it. Wayne Kramer from MC5. Another Detroit guy.
If I was a betting guy, I would say it's his version of it.
Right. Let's check it out. Wayne Kramer on MFO.
And I'll see if you recognize this goes.